that public safety would be improved if people were allowed to carry concealed firearms. Illinois is the only state without any form of concealed carry for the general public, and Quinn says he'd oppose any attempt to permit concealed carry.
The idea of allowing people to carry loaded weapons that are hidden on their person and be able to go in public places, whether it's a movie theater or a shopping center or a sports stadium, I just don't think that's a good way to prevent violence.
Quinn says Illinois ought to show the way by renewing an effort to ban assault weapons and ammunition magazines with high capacities. He says legislators should take up those measures this year. The city of Urbana will submit an application with economic development firm Gigabit Squared with hopes of winning funding for the UC2B Big Broadband Service. In last night's City Council Committee of the Whole meeting, aldermen backed the plan on a 4-2 vote. It does not require full council approval. One of the no votes came from Alderman Charlie Smythe, who favors public ownership of the fiber optic network.
Conflicts of interest seem to abound. Sweetheart deals, insider information, crony capitalism can easily be suspected or, you know, we could be accused of. Some of the technical and policy representatives from Urbana opposed Gigabit Squared and give a myriad of good reasons. We need to be listening to these folks.
Alderman Dennis Roberts also voted the contract down, saying the city should not engage in a bidding war with other cities. Alderman Brandon Bowersox Johnson admits having a privately funded community-wide build-out means some loss of control, but he says work was done to protect the public interest. Bowersox Johnson says Urbana could still pursue a municipal broadband project, even if Champaign or Savoy won support from a private partner. Champaign City Council votes on the Gigabit Squared application tonight. The Bloomington City Council is enacting new water restrictions. That measure, approved last night, doubles the fines for people who violate the ordinance during an extreme drought. A first offense will now carry a $100 fine, while a second offense carries a $200 fine, and all subsequent offenses will bring a $500 penalty. Illinois had a record number of visitors in 2011, with more than 93 million tourists visiting the state. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity said Monday the state saw an 8.4% bump in tourism last year. Visitors generated $31.8 billion for the state economy. The more than 93 million visitors breaks the previous record of 91 million in 2006. About 1.2 million tourists visited Illinois from abroad. That's up 6% and at its highest level since 2008. State officials attribute the boost to the tourism industry's recovery from the recession. More tourists visited Chicago in 2011 as well. The city saw an 11.2% tourism boost in 2011 with 42.4 million visitors. Governor Pat Quinn says it is no surprise Illinois has attracted so many tourists. Illinois lottery officials say sales for the fiscal year that ended June 30th topped $2.67 billion. That's a nearly 18% increase over the previous year. Lottery Superintendent Michael Jones says the lottery placed an emphasis on specialty games such as Veterans Cash and Ticket for the Cure, which allowed players to risk money for a large prize with proceeds going to a cause they believe in. Jones says other marketing highlights include relaunching the Little Lotto as the Lucky Day Lotto. Lottery officials say out of the $2.67 billion taken in, $708 million went to, quote, good causes, including nearly $640 million to public schools. A state lawmaker says he'll sponsor a bill next session in Indiana to close a loophole that prevents the children of some military families from taking part in that state's school voucher program. Republican State Representative Robert Benning of Indianapolis tells television station WRTV he'll introduce a bill to close the loophole that says students must attend an Indiana public school for 1 year before seeking a voucher to attend a parochial or charter school. U.S. Army Sergeant David Greer recently learned that his 11-year-old daughter Kaylee was not eligible for a voucher to attend a parochial school. The family owns a home in Indianapolis and pays local property taxes, but they have been living in Georgia, where Greer is stationed. State education officials say leaving active-duty military families out of the law was an oversight. The man convicted of murdering Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson's mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew is due in court today and could end up receiving his sentence for the 2008 fatal shootings. William Balfour's attorneys are expected to ask Judge Charles Burns to grant him a new trial. If Burns denies that request, he may sentence Balfour. Balfour was estranged from Hudson's sister. He faces up to life in prison. A Bellevue man was sentenced to 20 years in prison for his role in a Tazewell County-based methamphetamine ring. Prosecutors say Leon Verdon bought the cold pills used in making meth and helped to steal anhydrous ammonia, which is also used to produce the drug. And Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon says she is declaring next Wednesday as the Onion Day in Illinois. The July 31st occasion honors the satirical newspaper's decision to move its media operations from New York to Chicago. Simon plans to play her banjo and dedicate a new song to the Onion at a fundraiser next week. In sports, the Chicago Cubs will face the Pittsburgh Pirates at 6:05 tonight. Pitcher Paul Maholm will face his former team. Maholm spent seven seasons with the Pirates and did not log a winning record as a starter in any of those years. This year, he is 8-6 for the Cubs and is riding a four-game winning streak. The Chicago White Sox will try to build a winning streak when they face the Minnesota Twins again tonight at 7:10 at U.S. Cellular Field. The Sox had lost five in a row before last night's 7-4 win over the Twins in the series opener. And Adam Wainwright is slated to get the start for St. Louis tonight at 7:15 when the Cards try to even up their series against the Dodgers. Wainwright's 7-10 this season. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw is 7-5. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.